This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you a couple chances to win tickets to go see Live and Collective Soul at Jiffy Lube Live. So make sure you listen throughout the 9 o'clock hour for your chances to win. Right now, we open up the entertainment page.
That's right. The EP is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWofFairfax.com. We're going to start off this EP with a quick birthday game. Three celebrities. First and foremost, here's part of what's wrong with society. Gavin gave a quick editorial. When you Google famous birthdays in the year 2025, here's the problem. Like the first 10 people they give you, for the most part.
Can I guess what you're going to say?
Sure.
Are TikTok stars.
Seven of the first eight names that I see here are either TikTok
or YouTube. Right.
And this one's new to me. Roblox star?
Wow.
My daughter would love that.
I mean, Max, can you give me a little file on Roblox? I know it's a thing.
You don't know Roblox?
It's just a game a bunch of kids have been playing for almost 10 years, but I haven't played it for 10 years. So okay. It's been, yeah.
But it's obviously
how old
something
are you, Max?
For the younger set.
24.
So yeah. He's a youngin. He's a young whippersnapper. Same
My son
age
used to play
Mike
Roblox,
Maul.
And then he kind of aged out when he was 12, probably, and Isabella plays Roblox and all her seven, eight.
I have no idea what any of that means.
All her seven, eight.
And I guarantee you, I won't know one name on the TikTok slash
YouTube. I'm not going to bring up the TikTok stars because you never heard of them. Yeah. I'll bring up real celebrities, and I want your guys' guesses as to their age today.
All right.
Their birthdays. Lady Gaga first.
Ooh.
Jason, you lead off.
42.
Jason's in at 42. JP?
46.
You guys are way overbidding on Lady Gaga.
37?
She turns 38 today.
Okay. I was getting my original guess was going to be 37, yeah. But I, for some reason I thought she was early 40s.
All right. Second birthday today. This one should be right up JP's alley. He's got a big fanboy crush on this guy. How old is former Junkies guest Vince Vaughn?
50?
I think he's older now. I think he's more close to us. I'm going to say 56.
Jason, you are closer, but you did go over Vince Vaughn today, 54.
All right,
same age as us.
Yeah, our age.
Yep, that's what I thought.
Final celeb. Now she's way down on the list. She's below some dude named K. Caleb Coffey, who's a TikTok star.
Oh.
Okay?
Caleb.
Julia Stiles, actress. How old is Julia Stiles?
Remind me what would give
She's been in like all of the Bourne movies. She's in 10 Things I Hate About You. She was in the remake of The Omen.
Julia Stiles, American or
She's American.
British? I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Julia Stiles is 64.
Okay, JP.
She's 41. I
mean, JP's so much closer. Julia Stiles, you must be thinking of the wrong person. She's 43.
He's thinking of Julia Child.
I don't know who Julia
is. Julia Stiles, she plays like the other agent alongside Matt Damon.
Oh, I was thinking of the woman that's always calling Damon on the phone.
Okay, so maybe I threw you with that because I know who you're thinking of. I think her name is Joan Allen.
Joan Allen, that's what
I think that's
about.
Her name.
All right. I had the wrong woman.
It's all good. It's fine.
If you would have told, if I saw her face, okay. I wouldn't have guessed 63.
Correct.
Joan Allen, 68, by the way.
68.
All right, that's who I was thinking of.
All right, so Stephen A. Smith and LeBron James, they can settle their beef in the boxing ring.
Okay, somebody's offered.
Well, who do you think offered? Who do you think offered to put Stephen A. Smith and
LeBron my guy
James?
Damon Feldman still in the celebrity boxing game?
Damon Feldman.
Yes, he is.
Celebrity boxing founder Damon Feldman immediately got to work after the trolling online and on TV between LeBron and Stephen A. Smith. Now, look.
Can they just go away? Both LeBron and Stephen A. Just go away forever.
That would be fine with me.
I can't stand either of them. Bye-bye. And if I had the Lakers on the money line last night, and I didn't, you know how bitter I would be at LeBron James, who gave the game away?
Well, first he let a wide-open three-pointer on his guy. For some reason, he was just floating by the guy who passed it to his guy.
Right.
And then he inbounds the pass right to Josh Giddey, who kicks it out. So he gave up 6 points there.
Just gave it up. Just gave the game away. Yeah.
Well, the Stephen A. LeBron thing got a lot less fun yesterday when Stephen A. went way below the belt.
Yeah, and he botched it.
With a false claim.
Yeah.
Stephen A. said, well, I didn't bring up this, right? Well, about to bring up something.
Okay.
He goes, I never brought up this. And then he says, why weren't you at Kobe's funeral?
I suggest that he be happy with the things that I haven't brought up. I never brought up really and never really discussed why you were not at Kobe Bryant's memorial service. I never really brought up or discussed why you did not attend Dwayne Wade's Hall of Fame induction when that man was directly responsible for you capturing a championship for the first time in your career. I brought up none of that. I didn't bring up the fact that even though when people had asked, you had alluded to what had happened tragically to your son, and thank God he's okay with his heart condition. I didn't bring up the fact that even though you couldn't go to the Hall of Fame induction of Dwayne Wade weeks earlier, you were out of the country on business. I didn't bring that up. That's your personal business, okay? But the fact is, you wasn't at the Hall of Fame induction of a brother that's going to drastically assist to you being a Hall of Famer because he helped you become the champion that you are, and he was a big brother to you. I brought up none of these things. But
wasn't it like a 11-plus minute rant? Like, he just went completely sideways. Like, he was just...
There are like two more minutes on this clip.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll say this. Stephen A. Smith is accomplishing what he wants because I don't think Drab really consumes First Take, but yesterday you wanted the volume turned up.
I know.
You got sucked in.
First time in history at 10 o'clock, I turned up the volume. I wanted to see what his response to LeBron would be.
So apparently an hour later, he had to take this all back about the funeral.
Right.
Because people were texting, well, wait a second, he was there. He just wasn't a speaker.
Right. I mean, I don't, look, Stephen A. Smith, he's a brilliant businessman, huge media personality. The only time I'm ever exposed to him is when we do this show.
He did
like
have
outside of this bubble.
Yeah, he does.
I never consume his
content.
He doesn't
factor into my life ever.
But it's undeniable.
But I know a lot of people do.
It's undeniable that the LeBron versation on McAfee was big and went viral. And I will say, Drab, Stephen A. Smith did have receipts that were good. Like he said LeBron was killing Brian Windhorst and even mispronounced his name.
Right.
Which I'm sure he did on purpose. And he was like, that guy doesn't know me. Meanwhile, previously he said, nobody knows me better than Brian Windhorst.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So LeBron's on a mission to take down Stephen A. Smith.
Right.
And it made me laugh. Stephen A. Smith said, you know, he just signed a $100 million deal for
He's 5 years.
He's like, hey, I'm likely to still be here when you're gone.
Right. I mean, if I'm LeBron, Stephen A. Smith is, he's like a bug to me.
Yeah, you're punching
like,
down.
I don't,
yeah.
Like, I barely even acknowledge his existence.
Right.
Like, why would you let
him
bother
agree with that.
But I guess he felt like he had to address it.
Hey, but I'll always like Stephen A. Smith because on Brett's final show, he called in and did a testimonial or a good luck wish.
That's right. So that's a good thing. All right, hopefully I entertain you. That was the EP.
You did. Plus, we're going to get back in entertainment. Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5, movie reporter is going to join us coming up at 9:25. Stay tuned.